Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with Pam Harper. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, the purveyor of businessadvancement.com and growthignitersradio.com, right? Is that right?
That's right. It's so businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
There you go. So, Pam, we're talking about this group of folks that Pam has gotten to know and has been working with, and I won't go into all of the different ways that she's been doing it, but she does it in her consulting business, and at an event that she's been to, helps to manage, where there were people there from different industries who were their common denominator, basically their only common denominator, was that they all were sustaining growth 3 years in a row. And we've been talking about the different things that might have been common about them. Their industries weren't common at all. What were things that you found that were common about them? One of the things I think you found was that they were not uncomfortable with partnering with strategic planning partners. What do you think?
That's right. That was in addition to the game-changing mindset. They partnered strategically, not just for efficiency, but rather to increase innovation and growth. Mm-hmm. So a couple of interesting types of partnering. One, for example, a company that was the electric contractor was partnering with a nonprofit in Newark and was giving back to the community by developing people who he could then bring in to his business.
Hmm.
And they would get new skills. These were disadvantaged people.
Mm-hmm.
They were people who had great potential. And to me, this is a wonderful example of doing well by doing good.
Well,
this
comes back to what we talked about earlier, about people who subordinated themselves and who had something on their mind greater than themselves. They recognized that they weren't the most important electron in the orbit, and that there were other people that not only maybe had greater needs than them, but that they could help.
And
that purpose driven thing you were talking about, and nothing is more attractive than that, is it? To the marketplace, to the workforce, to everybody.
I agree. And so the common denominator is that these are people who see that doing well by doing good can help in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Another type of partnering that we saw was partnering with competitors.
Yep.
In this case, it was
co-opetition.
Co-opetition to increase visibility in a new category. Think about that. You know, so often you look at your competitor and you say, oh, you know, I want to keep them away from me. But here was somebody who actually reached out, embraced their competitor. To be
mm-hmm.
sure, they created a very clear value proposition, and each of the partners understood what the ways in which they were going to share value were going to happen. But it's a type of partnering that we don't think about as much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, another one was partnering with customers to create new solutions.
Or vendors, partnering with vendors.
That's right. So we don't think about those as much as saying, well, could we look at things a different way by looking at our customers especially and the new expectations that they have. And you know what? If we're problem solvers, remember I said the mindset goes into this? If we're problem solvers, we're going to figure out a new solution for this problem.
And these are the traits of a game changer, aren't they?
That's right. So when you're changing the game, you look at the fact that, of course, to do things quickly, you can't necessarily have all the resources and capabilities
mm-hmm.
in-house.
Especially when you're a small business.
That's right. But this is a little different in that what we're saying is we're investing in a relationship. Th- this is not transactional. What these people were doing was very much about growing relationships, because there has to be a lot of trust.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this, you know, this is something that I've focused on a lot. In my book, there's a whole chapter on trust and values. Those two things, in my opinion, Pam, are greater elements of success in the 21st century than they've ever been before. Those two things, values and trust. What do you think? My thoughts.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah. Pam, I need your website one more time, please.
BusinessAdvance.com and GrowthIgnitersRadio.com.
Good job today, Pam. Come back soon. Thanks for the leadership. Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen. She's a great leader. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.